Good morning. We're so glad that you joined us again for the Word for Life radio ministry. It's always a joy to be able to start the day with you, and we have no clue where you are. Might be in the car. Some folks are even at work at this time. I heard of a fellow a couple of years ago that is at work at 6:15, and he said, I turned my radio on loud enough that everybody in my work area listens to your broadcast. I thought, well, that's pretty cool. So wherever you are, we're thrilled that you're with us. You might be getting lunches ready for the kids for school or just sitting down with a cup of coffee. Thanks so much for joining us. Today in the studio, Pastor Ken Keltner, our senior pastor, is with us. And then we have one of our couples, Dan and Lynette Yowsey. We want to welcome each one of you. Pastor Ken, glad to have you.
It's good to be back with you, Pastor Greg and Dan and Lynette.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
And it's a thrill to be able to have this couple with us. Lynette, you recorded kind of a life testimony several years back with your daughter.
Yes.
And that was just a tremendous blessing of being able to hear what God did in your life and, of course, has done in your life since that time. But, Dan, you weren't with us, and we're glad that you joined us. Dan is one of our deacons, so obviously Lynette, deacon's wife. And so you guys are very active here at Brookside. You've been here how many years?
25.
27.
27, there you go.
Do I hear 28? All right, 27 years, and that is a long time and such a joy to be able to have stability, to be able to say, this is my church.
Yes.
You know, mm-hmm. but Dan, am I correct in saying that you didn't grow up being faithful in church, or am I wrong there?
No, you're right. We would be considered growing up as Christers.
Okay.
You know, your Christmas, Easter. Early on, we would attend our Lutheran church a little bit.
Okay.
Later on in life, just really waned away from it.
Right, right.
Did you grow up here in Wisconsin then, Dan?
Yes. It was in a little town of Muskego before it became thriving in that. So we had a lot of fields to play in. It was a great place to grow up as a child.
Mm-hmm. And Lynette, you grew up where?
Nebraska.
You grew up in Nebraska.
The Good Life.
Yeah, the Good Life. What part of Nebraska?
My dad was a feed co-op manager, so we moved around a little bit. But I landed in Lincoln, Nebraska, up from 18 through about a good decade after that then.
I can't wait to hear how a girl who grew up on the farm ended up meeting a guy living outside of Milwaukee. So, Pastor Greg, this is going
to
be a...
Yeah, it's going to be exciting to... Just to watch the finger of God, you know, to be able to see how the Lord arranges everything in our lives. So, Dan, siblings.
I have a brother and a sister, and they still are in the area. Both of them actually are in Muskego. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. That is great. All right, so you went to high school, graduated from high school there.
Yeah.
What was after that then?
I got into the field which I work in now and have worked for 30 years in, and that is in the printing. So we had a great – one of our teachers in Muskego was a fantastic man that taught graphic arts. And so was led into the graphic arts printing industry.
Now, was that in high school he taught you?
Uh-huh.
That? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. And so that interested you, and you said, hey, that looks good.
Yeah, I had an uncle who was in printing. He was a pressman.
Yeah.
So that always intrigued me, just going to see my uncle at work and seeing the printing press and how it all worked.
Right. Mm. And you did that in the Muskego area how long?
The printing job?
Yes.
I've been here for 30 years. I've been in the printing industry, so just different companies the Lord would lead me to and such.
All right.
Church background, it was a Lutheran church you grew up in?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what, you know, we call this the Word for Life. So how did the Word end up really touching your life? I mean, what was the testimony or your journey of how it all began with the Lord?
It was a fantastic, bittersweet time of my life. I was in the heyday of being a young man, partying, had a great job working. And so me and my best friend decided that we would desire to become entrepreneurs. So we bought a business on the backside of Muskego. And this was all part of growing up and without God in my life,
right.
And outside of name only, and know who Jesus was, and
right.
More head knowledge in that aspect, and so we started, took on a business, a small convenience store, and was running that, and my life was just on fire to fulfill things of the world, and party scene was big for a young man
right.
of my age, and
right.
I look back, there's a lot of regrets of how I may have treated people and such, and wasn't the kindest to my girlfriends at the time and that.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
So, you know, praise the Lord that I had a good friend of mine. He would party with me, and the group of us, I was in a good group of guys that were very close, and
uh-huh.
And all of a sudden, he read a book, a Christian book on the end of the time. And all of a sudden, his name was Jeff. And all of a sudden, Jeff stopped coming and around and partying with us. And I like asked a couple of my closest friends, what happened to Jeff? Oh, he's a Jesus freak right now. Hmm. And I'm just like, what? You know, and that really was the first time I really heard of that. And
right.
And so he... basically, he had trusted Christ as his Savior, and the Lord, just like the Scriptures talks about, it's a new man, you know, to put the old things away once you become a Christian. And he was doing that faithfully, and he made an impact in my life. He was working himself through school, and so he was doing he had a job that would take garbage, and one of his stops was at my store.
The convenience store. Okay.
Yeah.
How convenient.
Yeah.
How convenient.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
And so he would stop in, and we would talk and that, and he would leave me a track.
Okay. Did you resent that?
No.
Okay.
No.
Because he was a good friend.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Right. I knew Jeff, but from that point on, I wanted Jeff, the old Jeff, back.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
My good party friend. So in a lot of ways, I can look back at, you know, hindsight's 2020, and I could see how I was trying to manipulate to get him to stumble. And he'd keep on, every week he'd be there faithfully picking up our garbage and faithfully dropping off a track and witnessing to me, telling me about Jesus' love for me.
Right.
And so...
And in the meantime, you kept... invite him to come to the parties.
I did, yeah.
And he never did that, or did he come once?
No, because I knew that he was searching for a wife, a young man like that. And so I really kind of devised a plan of there was a party coming up, and there was a lot of girls that were going to be at the party. And so I invited him, and sure enough, you know, that weekend I got him to, I look back, and I got him to sin against his God.
I see.
And I thought if I could do that, he would be back with, the old Jeff would come back.
Back to the old life.
Yeah, to the old life.
Right.
He stopped coming into the store for probably, I don't know, I look back, 2 weeks, maybe a month.
He'd pick up the trash but not come in.
Correct.
Right, right.
And I thought, oh, huh. And so all of a sudden he came in one day, and he came in and he said, Dan, I just want you to know the other weekend when we were out that I sinned against God.
Okay.
And I had asked him, according to 1 John, that to forgive me. And he said, and now I'm asking you to forgive me.
Wow. Wow. That's pretty powerful.
It was. It just floored me because I thought, what God is this?
Yeah, yeah. Just for our listeners this morning, you're listening to Dan and Lynette Yowsey sharing their testimonies. And so Dan, he asked you to forgive him. Did you forgive him?
I did.
Okay.
I did. And from that point on, it was like the Lord really pressed upon me his love and that. And so he'd keep on stopping by, and he would witness to me, and then he said, Dan, can I get you a Bible? And I said, I don't own one, sure, you know, and I didn't think much of that at the time other than him being pushy, and And I remember taking the Bible, and it was really, it's funny now I look back, I remember taking the Bible, and it would always be showing up in my apartment. And so I thought, I'll put it under these papers, and then and it would show up, and it would remind me about God. And I thought, oh, I'm going to just take it and put it up in the shelf in the back of my walk-in closet, and I won't have to worry about, well, you can't put the Holy Spirit under papers in a closet.
Yeah.
And so I was still partying, went downtown Milwaukee, and we closed the bars like we normally would do. And that morning I woke up at our friend's house down there on the couch, and for whatever reason, the TV was on, and the 700 Club was on.
Uh-huh.
And it was right when Pat Robertson was giving the gospel.
I say.
And I just remember asking the Lord to save me at that point.
Wow.
And immediately I went home. Why I would even think of this, but I called Jeff because I know Jeff was, I didn't know that he was praying for me. You know, that wasn't in my wheelhouse of thinking in that. But I just was compelled to call Jeff and tell him that I trusted Christ as my Savior for my sins.
And what was his response?
Oh, he was just overjoyed. Mm-hmm. And so then at that point, it was really neat because Jeff right away started to disciple me.
Mm. Such an important step.
Oh, my word, yes.
Yes, yes.
And getting God's word concrete and stable. And right away as a young babe in Christ, because I became a babe in Christ, a newborn creature talks about in Scripture. And in that, there was influences. I was still a young man desiring to be married. And and so there would be people, and now word must have got around my little town to a little degree. And so I'd have people coming in, and one guy invited me to his outreach program at a church, and it was a Church of God.
Right.
And so it was just uniquely done where the Lord really worked in that greatly because it solidified. And Jeff came and started to do battle spiritually for the word because their doctrine
wasn't the same as what Jeff believed.
Exactly.
And I'm going to interrupt you right in the middle of your story because we've run out of time. But folks, definitely the next time we'll continue Dan's testimony and get into how you met Lynette. And Lynette, you've been real quiet. You're still quiet, huh?
What can I say?
You'll hear her this next time. So, folks, be sure to join us. And just remember, if you've got a loved one that is not interested in things of God, don't give up. Keep praying. Keep sharing. Because God will always work because he loves every one of us. Until the next time, may the Lord bless you in an awesome way.